So we are live. We are recording.
We're putting that in the intro whenever we're all talking.
Triple S.
Hello guys, my name is Fernanda Gudino.
I'm Elizabeth Rodriguez.
I'm Sofia Arenas.
And I'm Cielo Alvarez.
And you're listening to the
Soho Senior Show.
Or for short, Triple S.
Me, Fernanda, Sofia, and Cielo are Triple S's core voices, meaning we are the main voices of the Soho Senior Show.
These podcasts are made to spread South Houston High's information, any news, and most importantly, to listen to our opinions, aka the fellow students, on topics related to and not related to school.
Please don't forget that all of what is said and stated is only our opinions and is not meant to harm anyone's feelings in any way, shape, or form.
With that being said, let's get into today's topics. Eco Club, Chick-fil-A, or Canes, and school spirit.
All right, starting off with Eco Club. Fernanda actually happens to be the president of this new organization. Fed, would you like to tell our listeners what the club is about?
So Eco Club is basically a club where we just recycle paper, and we also want to start recycling plastic bottles, as we know that almost every student brings a plastic bottle and, you know, they just all go to waste. You know, that takes like 10 billion years to decompose.
But you know, actually, I have a filtered water bottle that saves our environment.
Good. We need to make
a policy where you can only bring reusable bottles.
No water bottles are allowed.
No plastic water bottles are
allowed. Yeah. But yeah, we're just trying to fundraise money for the plastic bottle bins, and we're also trying to fundraise money for plastic bins for paper for all of the teachers, because I know we sent out an email and there was like 40 teachers that didn't have recycling bins. So yeah, that's basically the point of it. What we do is just pick them up every Thursday. So if you're interested in joining, make sure to go by Mr. Hansen's room, which is D107. All you do is pick up the plastic bottle bins and the paper, and then you get community service hours for it. So yeah, if you need volunteer hours or community service hours, same thing, just go to that. You don't even have to go to all of them. Just when you need them, go.
And moving on to our next topic, Chick-fil-A versus Canes. And on three, we're all gonna say what we like better. One, two, three.
Canes.
Oh, Cielo.
Okay, so why do you prefer Chick-fil-A, Cielo?
Because I don't know, I just really like it. You know, like a spicy deluxe with the peppermint jack cheese, you know, it goes hard.
You like pepper jack cheese?
She said peppermint.
I thought it was peppermint jack cheese.
Peppermint jack.
Yeah, I have peppermint.
I really like Chick-fil-A too. It's not like OMG, I hate Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. But
I prefer Canes.
Canes wins. Like, if you ever tell me like, hey, let's go get food, and you're like Chick-fil-A or Canes, I'm gonna be like Canes.
Okay. Well, I actually way much more prefer Chick-fil-A, and I know this is kind of like common sense that they support Trump's re-election, but I found out, but it hadn't like hit me, you know what I mean, that obviously like
they're Christian.
Yeah, exactly, obviously they were gonna, you know, support it. I just didn't know until I seen it on something, and I backed it up, it was true, obviously. So yeah, first I would probably say Chick-fil-A the me, but you know, I'm doing it for the good, so Canes it is. And you know, I just love Chick-fil-A sauce. It's so good. It's so good.
I like Cane sauce more than Chick-fil-A sauce.
I love both.
So what's your like go-to order from? Oh, you already told us your Chick-fil-A order. Is that your go-to order all the time? What about you, Sophia? What's your go-to order at Cane's?
The three-piece chicken tender meal.
Nothing extra? You don't take anything
out? I asked for an extra Cane sauce.
My go-to order is the sandwich.
Really?
It's super messy though, but
yeah, it's super hard to eat.
Yeah, it is.
It falls out.
Yes, but I think I like it just because they put so much sauce on it.
I've never tried sandwich before.
It actually, people say that it doesn't taste different, but I think it actually does because of the bread.
It's, and the lettuce.
Yeah, it does give it like a little something, you know what I mean?
But like the only bad thing about Canes is that they don't have like a lot of variety.
Yeah. Well, I always go with the box combo, you know, because it has pretty good stuff, you know?
How do y'all feel about the bread? Like, that's the only reason I love Canes.
Oh, the toast?
I'm not that crazy over it. Like, it's because I get the sandwich. But, and I'm not crazy over the toast, you know? I like it, but I'm not like, you know what I mean?
It's so good.
Or just order the chicken tenders and get two pieces of toast and then make the sandwich.
Yeah, but I like the bread from the sandwich.
Yeah. How do you know? You've never tried this other experience.
That's okay. I have tried it. I'm saying I'm not crazy for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, but no, I haven't tried what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't. Yeah, you're right. So, I haven't tried the thing.
Don't even.
Okay. When someone else pays for me, I'll do it because I'm not going to waste that much money on an extra
sauce. Our phone number is So yeah, so you can vote in our Twitter poll that will be up when this podcast is up. If you like Chick-fil-A or King's.
With our 5 followers.
Also follow Jimmy our Twitter.
Jimmy didn't follow us.
She didn't follow us.
Moving on to the last topic, school spirit. So
did y'all dress up for Jersey Day or Twin Day?
No.
I ended up wearing a jersey coincidentally.
All right.
We both did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we wore the cross country ones. Mm-hmm. You?
I dressed up for both. I have so much school spirit.
There's
so.
Two?
Yeah, Twin Day last week.
Oh, no, I didn't come to school.
Did you twin with anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you?
No. No, I didn't twin with
you
anyone.
You came to school, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I twinned for Twin Day.
So, honestly, how do y'all feel about the 80s day?
I'm kind of excited.
Okay. I was not excited at first. Because 80s, all those bright colors.
But they gave us like 70s, 60s, 80s,
well,
and
actually,
90s.
Seniors is only 80s. Oh. Yeah. Seniors time period is 80s. That's what the tweet says by JBJ. So it says, it's Throwback Thursday. Seniors have decided to throw back to the 80s. Other classes are welcome to throw back to the 70s and 90s. Just show your spirit.
Well, I don't know. I really like the 80s because if you don't look at the bright colors and you look more at the like,
casual,
it's really nice.
Yeah.
And the dress up attire is like, oh my god, it's beautiful.
The 50s. Yeah. Yeah, it's so like. I don't
the
know,
seniors were last year's seniors were 50s.
Mm-hmm, I know.
I wouldn't do this one though.
But then again, I seen how Dobie had the decade day, and that was like pretty cool because they were all dressed up as different.
Yeah. So probably most people are not even just going to do 80s. Probably everyone's just going to do whatever they want. Yeah. Most people are going to dress 90s because that's what they think they dress as. No tea, no shade on that.
No, but yeah, I'm...
Not on you. It's like okay, I'm like, no, I'm not going to say it.
Do any of y'all, like, or do y'all have anything planned?
Yeah, I actually have my outfit planned out. I'm kind of pretty excited because, like I said, I was not excited about it. I was like, this is ugly. Like, I'm sorry, but it was ugly.
Yeah, because...
So I tell the people who were born in the 80s, if you're listening to this, like, I love
it. No, it's ugly. I don't think it's ugly. I think it's that everyone looks at it as the bright neon workout clothes when it wasn't just that. And that's what most people are going to do. It's, you know, they have really pretty, like,
there's, like,
everyday
grunge.
Outfits. Exactly. Yeah, there's, like, grunge. parts of it. And that's what, like, I think a lot of students are going to do, you know?
I'm excited for my outfit. Cannot wait. It's pretty cute.
I don't have any outfits.
You probably literally have something in your closet that is 80s.
Yeah.
Those pants I wore yesterday, but I don't know how I would do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have your outfit planned?
Yeah, I'm obviously going to do the more girly 80s, you know, dainty. So, yeah, that's the turn that I'm taking it on that version, not the grungy or the, like, the version that everyone thinks 80s is.
It's so nice.
But we here at Triple S think that...
You should have a lot of school spirit. Honestly, fun fact. All through my high school, my whole 3 years of high school, I literally have had no school spirit. I used to think it was really like cringe and stuff like that. But then I'm a senior now, so like I think it's super cool or whatever. But I regret not dressing up before.
Me too, because I didn't do anything.
I regret not going to the pep rallies. I regret not going to the football games.
Pep rallies, I'm like...
No, I dressed up all of my years. I think I've always liked all of that.
Fun.
Stop being lame. It's your last year.
Okay, to the underclassmen.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What do you want to say to them?
It's not lame to participate in Spirit Week.
Yeah, y'all are gonna regret it.
Because I regret it, because I didn't do any of that.
I regret it, too. If you think high school is boring, it's probably because you don't do...
Yeah.
You don't participate.
You don't get involved.
You don't go to the football games. Literally, our student section died after 2016 because nobody, like, had enough school spirit to keep
it alive. And we're bringing it back up.
True.
So, on Thursday, go in your 80s outfit. I know it's going to be a little hot, but, like, that's literally... If you ever go to any other school's football... games,
they're dressed up.
They literally go dressed up as their spirit.
Yeah, or you can do our spirit colors, our...
Red, black,
yeah,
and
just
white.
You know, a lot of people, yeah. Yeah, it's green. Like red, black, green. Yeah, yeah. And you know, you should freaking paint some pants from the thrift. Paint a shirt.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's super seniors. Fun. Like
last year, how they had. Did y'all see those girls' pants that they had like the fluffy thing? Yeah, on the bottom, and they. I thought those were really cute.
So seniors totally recommend you to make your senior pants.
Because you're not gonna find any cool ones if you just.
If you want any like. Patches, well not patches, but like something to put on your pants. Miss Hollins is gonna start this thing where you can get them in her class. So yeah, just a reminder.
Thank you for that, Sheila.
You're welcome.
So that's it for today. We hope y'all enjoy it, and we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for our next podcast. Bye.
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 Bye.